I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer for an update on the latest efforts concerning the coronavirus in Michigan. Here's Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
We had a tough beginning with COVID-19. It was spreading exponentially. We were the hot spot that America was watching along with New York. We got aggressive and we took actions to keep COVID-19 from spreading, from overwhelming our hospital systems, from getting to the UP with force. And I think that those actions have paid off. Now, it's been a sacrifice. There's no question. It's been hard. A lot of people out of work, a lot of businesses worried about reopening, a lot of lives lost. But we have undoubtedly saved thousands of lives in Michigan. We're now in a much stronger position than just about the rest of the nation. And we're in a position where we can safely reengage, but we got to stay smart. We can't have made this sacrifice in vain, and that's why it's really important that we keep our guard up and wear our masks and wash our hands and try to stay 6 feet apart when you are in an enclosed public space and be smart. And you know what? Michiganders are smart. We get it. That's why we've had such success. We just got to keep it up.
Yeah, but, you know, people are tired of it. They're saying, oh, my gosh, you know, got to wear these again and all this sort of thing. And now we're getting into nice weather. And here in the Upper Peninsula, since we're a little bit ahead of the rest of the state, it seems like we're getting pretty good response on it. But people are also saying, well, we're going to be all right. And they're maybe letting their guard down. And they shouldn't do that, should they?
No, they really shouldn't. You know, I'm tired of it, too. I don't want to wear a mask all the time. But the fact of the matter is, it is a simple way to protect me, to protect my daughter who has asthma, to protect our state, and also to protect our economy. You know, if we want to maintain our lead, because we do have a lead right now, it's going to be really important everyone continues to do their part. If you wear a mask and the person you're talking to wears a mask, the ability for COVID-19 to spread plummets. But if only one person wears a mask and it happens to be the not asymptomatic person, there's a 70% chance that even the person wearing the mask is going to get COVID-19. And that's why we all have to continue doing our part. It's not easy. It's not fun. But the fact of the matter is we can now spend more time together, but we still got to keep those masks on. And we can't let this become a political issue, if you wear a mask or if you don't. It's just about public health. It's about our economy, and it's about making sure we don't spread COVID-19 the way that it's spreading in other parts of the country.
We're talking with Governor Gretchen Whitmer today. Yesterday, you talked about the Michigan Return to School Roadmap during a press event yesterday. You were saying that you're looking at getting back to in-person learning in the state going into the fall. Tell me a little bit about that and what some of our school districts may see a little later from you.
So we know that, you know, when we had to bring our kids out of school and bring them home, that there's going to be a cost to it, right? In that regular summer, we have learning loss, and it's always more profound for those in higher poverty. And that's why we know that this extended period of time is going to require that we've got a real good plan of how we get back safely and how we meet the needs of our kids. So I impaneled this group of education experts who are representative of our state to come together and promulgate some best practices so schools know how they can resume and keep people safe. The key is, of course, that it's going to have to mirror the My Safe Start plan. And if we start to see numbers grow, we may have to take a step back. And I know none of us wants to be in that position, and that's why that mask wearing is really important. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but it truly is the key to bringing our odds up of resuming some more normalcy, especially when it comes to the education of our kids. This report will be done by June 30th, so we'll have an opportunity to digest it, and schools will have an opportunity to start to implement the changes that we're going to need to keep kids safe as we return to school.
The UP is at level 5 right now, so as part of Northern Lower Michigan, you're looking at hoping to get the whole state there soon, perhaps by the 4th of July. What do the folks need to keep in mind here in the UP as we're kind of leading the state?
Yeah, so, I mean, keep up the good work. I think one of the things that we know is that the Upper Peninsula health systems could get quickly overrun if COVID-19 started spreading uncontrollably. And that's why it's going to be really important that as people are traveling north, that we are not traveling if we have symptoms, and even if we're asymptomatic and are out and about or are in congregate care facilities, that we get tested. You can be asymptomatic with COVID-19, and that's why it's so important that we test. And if the public health department is calling you, pick up the phone. You may have been around someone with COVID-19, and you'll want to know that so you can stay home for a couple of weeks and protect yourself and your family. So this is, I think, you know, important to stay vigilant. The two outbreaks that we have seen, and like one in Traverse City and one in Midland, were people who came from out of state and brought COVID-19 with them. Now, I don't want to say all in-state travel is dangerous, but we got to be smart about this. We've got to continue to work with public health and each take our own actions to protect ourselves.
That's the comments of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.